RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. It is Good morning. It is just after 7 o'clock here live from Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. It is our Tee to Green Golf Show, 2-hour edition for Masters Week. Here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Colzio, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We appreciate you being with us here. 2 hours coming up, and we've got a lot to get to, so we're looking forward to it here as our Tee to Green tour for the season opens up. We'll be out and across Western New York at various country clubs and golf courses for the foreseeable future here, and we're looking forward to being here today at Tantara in North Tonawanda. Coming up here on the show, of course, we'll be talking about the Masters. It is Masters Week, which means golf season has arrived here in Western New York, or at least it's supposed to, even though we know we had some snow falling yesterday. Don Schneider from Tantara will be joining us. He wears about 6 hats. His title will take an hour to introduce, so we'll talk to Don coming up in the second hour as he does pretty much everything here at Tantara, so we'll talk to him about his thoughts on the Masters as well as some information on Tantara. We'll have our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. David Petronic from Woods to Wedges will join us at 7:45. They've done a whole new renovation. Woods to Wedges is part of our presenting sponsorship over at the Worley Golf Dome, if you haven't seen it, and we'll talk to him. So as we're on the air here, we know Woods to Wedges is one of our presenting sponsors, also the Western New York PGA, Custom Turp, Michelob Ultra, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. Kevin Sylvester, good morning.
I want to say hello to my friends here.
And to you, Mr. Nance.
Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just this is the best week. This is, I'm just looking forward to hunkering down this weekend and just tuning in. Although I'm looking at this thing here, Brian, I might have to come to the watch party here tomorrow, 11 a.m. A little pimento cheese sandwich, maybe.
See, he's got the whole menu on the other side.
Oh, it does. Well, yes. Hang on.
If you start at 11, it finishes at 7.
I mean,
the exact price as they have at Augusta for a pimento cheese sandwich, $1.50.
Did you have one, by the way? You were there.
I did. I had one.
And?
I thought it was good. I don't know if I'm rushing back to go get one, though.
Okay.
Not that sandwich. They have good sandwiches. That's not their best.
I think I would like it better on a cracker than on white bread.
Okay.
If you want my expertise.
Wow. Cracker and white bread in the same sentence.
See? Well, he asked my opinion. But
let's get into, you know what? We will talk about the Masters.
Yes.
We'll get Jeff's, all this. There's so much we got to get to. We got 2 hours of the show today, so extended show because it's a major. But since we're on this topic, you were there on Monday for practice. Right? This is what people really want to know. We'll talk about Reed and, you know, Tiger and Phil and, you know, everybody else in between there. You were there on Monday. We'll get to the menu part. But, dude, come on. How was it?
It was awesome. It really was. I mean, obviously, our whole lives we've seen pictures and people tell you what it's like. But, you know, in person, I was coming in thinking, okay, it's, you know, TV does it great, pictures do it great, but in person it lives up to it. It really is. I mean, just even the entrance walking in, the walk through the area where the driving range and the practice range is, and then their brand new area where they have their new golf shop, just gorgeous, before you get to like their main scoreboard and then you enter the course.
I saw the photos of the golf shop on social media. It looked like they built a department store.
Yeah, it really is. There were thousands of people in there when I went in there. It was pretty incredible.
Could you bring your phone? I saw you had a lot of photos.
You could not.
Okay.
My friend who lives in Atlanta that I went to the tournament with brought his big wide lens camera.
Oh, okay.
So I was basically his spotter all day, and I was like, hey, get that shot right there. And he took over like 200 photos. But I tried to post, you know, some of the ones I thought that people would find interesting.
They were awesome.
Yeah,
he took
some really, really good pictures. And, it's cool. It's a lot better than the little camera phone. But, yeah, they still allow no phones. They do allow cameras on practice round days. But, I mean, with that being said, beyond the fact that my friend took some great pictures with the camera, the viewing itself on those days – on that day for the practice rounds, I thought was really good. Like the way they have it set up there, as you know, you guys have all heard, like you can go and set up your chairs, but on almost every hole or almost every viewing area, they have an area for chairs or for sitting, then like a second rope line for standing. So even though you might be 10th back, well, the first 9 people are all sitting and it's, you know, it's sloped, so they all can see. And then you're standing there on the rope, and you're like 10th deep, but you feel like you're right there because you can, you know, see clearly right to whoever's teeing off or right to the green or everything. So, I mean, I don't know why more golf tournaments don't do that. Maybe it just takes a little extra effort in terms of how they rope it off and everything. But I thought the viewing was outstanding considering the fact that, you know, there are some areas of the course you can't get to. But, I mean, I at some point got to every hole just because I wanted to see the whole course, and I thought it was excellent.
It's even you look at when you're there and then you are when you're there in person and then to watch it on TV, it'll make it such a better event for you this weekend, knowing how those slopes work and knowing how those greens look. Like number 3, it's hard to imagine that hole when you watch it on TV. 2, how far downhill it goes. 1 is it looks like the hardest hole to play to start a golf tournament in the history of the world. It looks like bogey no matter what you do. And to see guys, you know, now they're hitting short clubs in there, but
you talk about the elevation change, you know, and you said 2 going downhill. Your buddy took a great picture of the
it was a 10th.
Was it 10?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I saw 14 where you're like landing zone for tee shots and you could see down the hill where the 13th green was.
We were back by the 14th green and then it sloped down, and then you could see 13 in the back with all the azaleas and everything.
That was a nice picture.
And it had really, good slope from there.
Now, normally when we talk about golf courses, people are sitting there going, "Why?" You know, they've never been there. Everybody knows what you're talking about when you talk about the Masters, which is really, really cool.
And that's why I wanted you to, could you relate, you know, as Jeff was talking about two goes so far downhill, and three, not imagining that. You know, if the elevation change, is there a hole in Western New York, a golf course here that, you know, our listeners may have played, that the elevation you can relate to 10, right? Everybody says 10. It's so difficult to believe how far downhill that is.
I don't think so. I mean, Jeff, you might have a better answer. The part to me that I felt was the most severe, or what I would think to be as challenging to play it, is around the greens, how not everything slopes off in some direction. And a lot of the times, you know, if you're short, you might be chipping up to the point where, you know, on TV, we, or, you know, as a spectator, you're only seeing, like, the top of the head or the cap of the guy. Like, 10 is very, as Kevin was saying, 10, that area around the green in front, I mean, it's ridiculously challenging in terms of how the hills and the undulation is.
And they put a new pin placement in there, too. Yeah, it's how far it drops in front of 10. Like, if you're short on 10 and it rolls back down the hill, I mean, that you're way, that ball, that pin's way, way, way above your head. Very difficult pitching. That's what I'm always impressed with when I watch the majors, is how good these guys' short games are. They're chipping off the tightest grass, and these greens, they're stupid fast out there. And they're landing the ball in the perfect spots with the perfect trajectory, getting their speed right from 55 yards away, you know, hitting it to 3 feet. And to see, when you've been there, as Brian was fortunate, just how difficult. They're lobbing it up in the air. They're hitting it through mounds. There's so much elevation change. I think the closest we'd have an elevation change around here, you'd have to get down around Springville. Just because of the nature of the hills, there's nothing in West New York or Rochester that would mimic it. There might be a hole or two at Cobblestone up in Rochester where you go downhill that much. But other than that, there's nothing in Buffalo that could even be close to it.
That was my thought. Maybe, you know, somewhere in Rochester, because Rochester is hillier than Buffalo, Southern Tier, if you go down there.
But it is amazing how the property is like that, because the drive in and the drive around it in the town, everything's flat. Pretty flat. Yeah. Like, you're not expecting that to be that way, but it really was. Yeah, it's almost so challenging in how it's understated, too, in terms of just, you know, you'd think they'd have these grand stages for each of these holes, but it's so just subtle, you know. Here's just a little area where the tee box is. They throw down those two little logs, and here's the tee box. And then even like 18.
You mean there's no sign after the first tee, number two tee, this way?
Yeah, Okay. It's the even 18, when there was no players around and very few spectators, it's almost like it's a quiet area up there on 18. Normally, we go to some of these other tournaments. I mean, at the U.S. Open, the PGA Championships, 18 looks like, you know, you're setting up a stage for a concert. Like, there's you know, bleachers around it that can fit 100,000 people
and everything, right?
And
if you're on 18,
it's so different.
You can tell by the roars what's going on and what hole happened on, for the most part. So if you're up at the top of the hill there, you can hear a roar. You can kind of tell if it's from 16 or 15, or, you know.
And the most areas. Noise from the practice rounds came from 16, from the crowd trying to get guys to skip the ball, which was fun. Right away in the morning when we were there, we went down to that area, and Bubba Watson was on his own, was out early, and he in his traditional mood didn't seem in any mood to try to be happy to the crowd.
Really?
Yeah, he walked by the pond, and there started to be some smittering of like, oh, and then he like motioned to his caddy, give me a ball, like went back and then skipped it over. Yeah, I don't know if he was just in focus mode or not, but
well, it could be. There are some guys you see out in practice rounds, like, and you know they're getting their work in, right?
So well, he goes out by himself. My thought is the indication there is maybe he is in a little more of homework mode than
of the indication is a lot of guys don't like playing with him. That's the other thing, but I digress.
Yeah, so I mean that day. In the morning, beyond Bubba, then Rory McIlroy and his group, they were a few behind him, so we got to see him for quite a while. And then Tiger and Thomas and Couples came out in the afternoon, and that opened up the course, if you didn't mind seeing someone else, because the whole course on a Monday was there watching them go around, and we got to see them for a handful of holes, which is, you know, you got. If you have never been to a event, whether it's the Masters or any PGA Tour event, at some point you do have to follow Tiger. But at some point, unless he's the only player you want to see, that's the perfect opportunity to go see the rest of the course or some other players, because usually it seems like, well, you know, Kevin, from all your tour events too, when Tiger plays, if you're on a different hole, that's some great viewing at that point.
Yeah, you know, it's a different vibe, you know. Yeah.
It's work, by the way, to walk around there.
Oh, it's silly.
Because, I mean, it is. Beyond the fact of when you're following Tiger's group, like you gotta strategically know where to go.
Stay ahead or pick a spot. What was your favorite spot out there? If you go back one more time, you got a couple hours to sit and watch golf. Where would you go?
I would say the spot I enjoyed a lot was the 16 green area behind 17T. Because you could also see 15 green where guys were coming in trying to get it in two. And then you turn instantly right around, and the 6 green is right there for the par 3. And, of course, the restrooms and concessions are right there, too. It's like the complete package.
Exactly.
That's right. I like that area quite a bit.
Speaking of packages, Brian, how much did you ship back home? Like you went into the merchandise thing, and everybody I know who was gone said, I went in, I'm going to spend X, and they spent an X, Y, and Z. Now, if Mrs. Koziol is listening right now, we can save this for a later time today.
She knows.
Okay.
She's aware.
I had to fess up.
That one's a little harder to hide on the credit card bill.
Exactly.
Let's just say that the flights down for the three of us were cheaper than what the final bill was inside.
Ouch.
It was.
That's what everybody tells me. They go in and they're like, getting this. I got to get this.
Reminder, speaking of that bill, yours and Jeff's little gift is in my car. So don't leave without it.
Look at that. You know, so, I was really just teasing you.
No. If that was your subtle way of saying, hey, did you?
No, it was not.
That's what I took it.
Really,
no. That's how I took it.
No. honestly, it really wasn't. And that's cool, but everybody I know has gone in and said, hey, I plan on spending $250, and they come out and say, I spent $1,250.
Here's the thing. You know? I will say this in jest, because we always like to rib each other about spending money, but when you're in there, because I was so excited to be there, and I had friends and family that were so excited for me, that you end up going in there saying, hey, you know what? Like, you kind of want to share the experience with them, so this is the piece that you can do. You're like, you know what? My next-door neighbor likes to play golf. He was so excited to, I'm like, you know what? I got to get something for him. And, obviously my family, my brother, my wife wanted some tote bag that I thought was, not priced appropriately, but whatever. That was her pick-out item. I'm like, well, got to get that.
My dentist, when he went with his family went, and he bought tote bag, like his office, the waiting room is decorated with matches. All the stuff, yeah. So
we when I went to it's such a neat experience, and you're a better golf announcer now because of it.
And you get to see it,
and it really does make watching the event more enjoyable.
It really
does. You understand what's going on and understanding the facility.
It's the total experience, though, too. It's not even just seeing the golf holes. I'm sure you know would agree with me. The interaction of the staff while you're there is also, I think, what I was impressed with. I mean, just every single person, as whether you went in line for a concession or you went in line to use the restroom, or as you walked in, as they, they checked you in, like, welcome to the Masters, hope you're having a great day. I mean, as I was saying earlier this week on our station, when they asked me, like, it's the bathrooms at Wegmans now have a challenge, like how nice they are at the Masters. Like, they really are. They're so nice. Well, I mean,
I've been using that line. It's a good line.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the restrooms. There was probably 6 people in there. One guy, as you walking into the bathroom, hope you're having a great day at the Masters today. Then there's people in there directing you, like, hey, that urinal's open. That, stall is open. Like, just go ahead. Like, and then on your way out, enjoy your day at the Masters.
Yeah,
like,
that's the low end of the volunteer.
Yeah, you walk in, you're like, I know. Hey, that one's open. Well, sir, I need another one.
Yeah, I know.
It might be a while. He's like, oh, come here. We've got a special one for you.
They are nice, though. Yeah.
But the good price tag was definitely the food. The food,
sure.
And the concessions.
Did you order, like, so you had to get a bunch of stuff, right?
I did. Well, I wanted to, the first thing I wanted to, then we got there. I mean, this was probably 9 something in the morning, because we had been up very early to get in. Got the pimento cheese sandwich, and it was, like I said, I think I liked the flavor of it. I'm not sure if I loved it on the bread itself, but whatever. When in Rome, right? You got to try.
Yeah, fire off an email.
So yeah, that's right.
No more white bread.
I think maybe on some sort of you know, lighter crackers would actually
a little multi-grain.
That's right. Kind of,
you know,
right.
Sesame seed coating. Damn.
The most expensive food item on the whole thing was like a chicken sandwich. It was $3.
That's
was,
unbelievable.
I mean,
yeah. Right?
But they had, you know, the turkey wraps, and they had chicken this and ham.
And the wrappers
and
are green.
Salad. Yep.
And the this is green, and everything is green. So even if the wrappers
and
get
people
dropped,
are collecting the people are collecting every beverage is in one of the master's plastic cups. So I mean, whether you're getting a lemonade or an iced tea for $1.50, or even the beer, which is only $3. Like, people would be walking around, because those cups people want.
I stacking mean, them up, huh?
Walking around with a dozen of these. And
ask Eddie Boric about that, but that's...
You, did you try the pecan caramel popcorn?
Yes, the pecan...
They say that is amazing.
Yes, and what also was good, speaking of another dessert, they had like a... It looks like a cookie, but it's peanut caramel something. Just like... Georgia pecan caramel something.
You had me a peanut and caramel.
It was that was delicious.
You had me a cookie. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was it lived up to all the expectations and more. Very impressed, and it is a different scene. I mean, I was joking with Chopin the Bulldog earlier this week because when I happened to be on, I had tweeted out a story how the security at the Masters got a updated sort of like here's what to look for. And they added the phrase "dilly dilly" to the list of patrons yell sure. out "dilly dilly" that they are to be
escorted
off the property. Now, again, I don't know if there's a verbal warning, and then if you do it again, you're out. Maybe they might give you a verbal warning, but at the very least,
there's two verbal warnings.
They said that was added.
Have I handed the on the small of your back as yes. they guide you out.
Yes, they were at. They added that to the list, and I actually was.
It's a good addition to the list, by the way, because yes. I hear it all the time.
Wow. It's yeah, you won't hear the players coming off after these rounds complaining about fan behavior at the Masters.
No.
Although I thought it was interesting, Mark Leishman referred to him as crowds. Ooh. And yeah, ooh. And he said it like four times in a comment. I'm like, ooh, Leish.
His, just like it's not rough either.
Yeah, his yes. agent's got to get to him real quick.
Yes.
Polish that language
yeah.
up. Yes.
That's right. No, it was a great time. I think, I mean, for anybody that's ever thought about, hey, is it worth going? My answer is yes, it was. And it does make now the viewing of the tournament so much better because now, like, hey, I've stood right behind that green or, hey, I was right behind that tee, like to really see what that's like.
And it's so much fun for me. I mean, everybody is psyched this week, and it brings yeah. us back to why it's so much fun to be at a place like that, because no matter who you are, non-golfers, I know, are excited for the Masters this week. There's been so much buzz about it. People were saying this is the most anticipated Masters in years because of Tiger's good play and all the people that were playing well. And you had to – did you get a chance to go over to the par 3, by the way? They have that close?
Yeah, that area I could see from the side. I couldn't actually get in there because I wasn't there on Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, I think they keep it closed, which was another cool story. This week, holy cow!
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Seeing Tom Watson win, and then Jack Nicklaus's grandson make that hole in one—that
was cool.
That was
Tony
really cool.
And Tony Finau make his hole in one, and then
and
rip
snap
his ankle, snap his ankle in half.
I don't even like talking about it after I see it.
To
it
think
so
about
visually disturbing.
That was gross.
Yes. How he then pops it back into place, and now he's playing and playing well.
Yes, I mean I saw him do that. I'm like, oh my god, Tony, and he's such a nice guy, and you know he has it. It popped out. I mean, such a nice guy. In Fort Worth a couple of years ago,
he bashes it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I drove by the fan. We were going up to the green on 12 as this was happening. Maybe it was 11. I don't know, but I see the fan get hit in the head. This young lady, and goes down. I mean, boom, and you know, just as bad a scene as you could imagine. Finau got up there. He's looking. He was concerned. Finished playing. Went to her house the next morning with flowers. Mm-hmm. To say sorry and make sure she was okay.
That's awesome.
That's classic.
I mean, how cool is that? I mean, he didn't have to do that. You know, most guys sign a glove. She wasn't conscious. But whatever.
He's going to have some fans after this week too.
Absolutely.
After battling through that, and you know, he didn't whine, he didn't complain, he didn't use it as an excuse, and he went out and played. That was pretty impressive. And
he played well.
He's played very well. Yeah, and you know, and he's one of those long guys that it helps to be long on that golf course, that's for sure.
That's right. 7:21 the time here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas. Tee to Green presented by the Western New York PGA. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week coming up a little later in our two-hour show today. By Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, David Petronic, the Director of Instruction from Woods to Wedges, is going to join us at 7:45. Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs where we are here today, Tantera in North Tonawanda, also Fox Valley and Briarwood. As we roll on here, we're here till 9 o'clock. Don Schneider from Tantera to join us at 8. So we'll have that coming as we roll here till 9 o'clock. Two-hour show this week for the Masters. And this is one of our favorite inside locations to be. I know we were hoping to be on the patio today, but it's about 20-some degrees outside, although the sun is coming up.
And the grass is green here.
Don also says that they set up the course today for those that want to go out and play it for, as the Masters par 3. So they threw tee markers out there. So he's going to explain a little about what that is. But I know this bar, Kev, you're a big fan of.
This place is gorgeous. I mean, this is... Boy, if it's not the best grill pub room in Western New York, it's close. I just love the, you know, it's a refurbished barn.
It's a horse barn. Yeah,
it's a refurbished barn, but the woodwork in here is awesome. Like if you like architecture and classic woodwork, it's a mix of old and new in here, and the cobblestone walls are just fantastic. And I love how you can sit around the bar and see everybody in here. It is great. I want to apologize right now. I had to adjust something in my shoe, and I still haven't put them back on here. This new floor is great. So,
yeah,
I apologize
cool
to the
room.
Members. I'm hanging out with no shoes on right now.
It's a cool room to walk into. That's for sure. Even the lighting, the way that, yeah, they did a very, very nice job here.
And I noticed that, it's not, you know, the new sign out front, golf club and pub.
That's right.
Which, you know, is a new addition, so he'll tell us more about that. But the last time I was here, Brian, was when you and I got smoked in the Michelob Ultra Golf Challenge, which why we chose those two clowns to crush us was, you know, like, I mean, we walked in a buzzsaw that day. We were set up, I think, here at this golf.
We played with Mike and Nate, and
those guys
were excellent.
Just, I think they played team. Like, they were like Ryder Cup alternates.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have not to reanalyze what happened that day, but
it was not our best day.
We didn't have our best day, but I don't know if it would have mattered. They played excellent.
Yeah,
and,
they were really good.
Yeah. Well, Michelob Ultra back. We're going to have that again, right? This challenge.
Yeah,
challenge
I think
again
next
this year.
I'm going to have a bunch
keep
of Michelob.
Losing.
Actually, I'm just going to drink Michelob Ultras during the match, so I won't care as much. And that way, I'll take Uber here and get it done.
Just don't lose again, right?
That's right.
That's pretty much I think I need to keep score this time so that doesn't happen. No, this place is great. But we had they were such good guys that we came in here and had lunch with them and at the pub here at Tantera, and it's great to be here. And that is coming from Metro Buffalo out here, like it's that far. It's not that far, but going
22 minutes to downtown from here.
Right, but going from white to seeing green here on the grass is just over in Niagara County, and you don't get as much snow here in Niagara County. So yeah, you can go out and play today. As long as you got the gear.
We still have snow at Glen Oak on some of the spots.
It's amazing because
The ground would be frozen today, right?
Sure,
now.
Right. Yeah. You have to wait till this afternoon.
And there's a frost.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
so
weird though.
Be
Glen Oak's what? Southwise, only maybe
it's about 5 miles
minutes.
From here. Yeah, about 5 miles.
But this is green here and ready to go.
And this is now when we're all. I was in Florida.
We should be playing now. Let's just face it.
Yeah, and I played the other day, and I'm like, man, I can't wait. All right, the juices are going here, and it's like, come on. You know what? We've suffered enough here. Like, it's the Masters. This is when we all want to get out on the golf course. And it's fine. If it's 50, we'll take 50, right?
Right.
We'll play in 50. Oh. I'll even play in the upper 40s. But come on, 30?
Today's high is 33.
Yeah.
I haven't looked this morning.
That's tough. That's tough.
And then there's supposed to be a little breeze just to freshen it up a little so
sweat. This week we're getting...
What's it say, 24 right now?
Jeez. It is, 24 right now. But the sun matters. The sun makes it easier.
You sound like a golfer.
Yes, the sun helps. And then,
are you a single?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we're a couple weeks away from really getting to the nitty-gritty of playing.
All right. We'll have more weather coming up later in the show.
I don't know. I call Patrick Cameron to come on. I know he listens to the show. He's like, hey, when's the golf show start? And I'm like, dude, I'm not talking to you until you give me a forecast that says we're playing golf consistently.
Yes. Pat, if you're listening, When you have good news, we'll bring you on.
Poor guy. You know, like, he's such a good dude.
It's his fault. Yeah.
I look at his feet on Twitter, and he gets kicked in the groin area, like, every day because of the weather. It's like, it's not – listen, he's just telling you what's here, killing the messenger here.
That's right. Pat, if you are listening, send us a tweet on when we will have golf weather. I need to know. I'll relay that information. All right, 7:27 here at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Lots more to come here. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. David Petronic from Woods to Wedges, Don Schneider here from Tantara, as we roll on our two-hour Masters special with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Why be a member of just one private golf and country club and play the same golf course day in and day out? The new ownership group of Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg, the Fox Valley Club in Lancaster, and Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda is proud to present the only private club membership in Buffalo that offers member access and benefits to three privately owned golf and country clubs all within 30 minutes of each other. Our members enjoy expanded reciprocal privileges and variety like no other private club in the area. Imagine the choices you'll have no matter which club you choose. The Briarwood Country Club offers various membership programs catering to not only the avid and casual golfer, but the non-golfer looking for private club privileges, including the Briarwood Grill Room, outdoor pool, tennis courts, social activities, and of course, Briarwood's famous 12-lane bowling alley. The new Fox Valley Club has a fresh new vibe and feel that has their members excited for golf season to arrive. At Fox, they are pushing the boundaries with many new renovations and innovative ideas. The Fox Valley Club is completely rejuvenated and revamped for the 2018 season. Tantara Golf Club is ecstatic for their changes ahead. With new management on board, the team at Tantara is determined to provide their members with not only great golf, but also fun, interactive activities and events to keep their members involved and entertained throughout the year. Come out and enjoy a round of golf, and be sure to stop by their one-of-a-kind bar and restaurant to experience a day as a member of Tantara. We're changing the way you think about private country club memberships with our affordable monthly dues and value-added benefits at either club you choose. Contact Ron Zambito at Briarwood, Marie McConnell at Fox, or Don Schneider at Tantara today to find out more about the Triple Play membership and current incentives for the 2018 season.
Your body's not invincible. Caring for your mom is an acute reminder of this. I'm Susan Banks, and at Absolute Care, we believe mom can return home if she has it in her. And if it's there, we're going to find it. Our rehab care is designed to get mom healthy and send her home safely, where she'll receive complimentary hot lunches for a month.
There is always a way.
Innovation begins at a single point. Elements, each with their unique character. Fire forged steel creates unprecedented control. Chemistry delivers a touch so soft, combined to create a level of performance previously unimagined. Like magic, the Elixir, the new Tour Ball from Encore.
Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston is getting set to host the 60th annual Porter Cup this summer on Wednesday, July 18th through Saturday, July 21st. The tournament has been host to golf greats like Ben Crenshaw, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson. If your USGA handicap is 3 or less, you can participate in the Porter Cup qualifier on Monday, June 25th at Niagara Falls Country Club. For more information and to register, visit PorterCup.com. And if you want more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, head to NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel.
It is time for our look at the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf and Donald Ross. By the way, our outfits today, if you didn't see our picture, you should zoom in on how beautiful we're looking today, Kev.
Aren't these are, yeah. These pullovers.
We look like a team.
These pullovers are, I love the pockets on the side.
Yeah.
they're super, beyond legit.
Super soft.
And this is super comfortable, and I love the fact you put the hands, like, if you don't have any Donald Ross golf wear, make sure you get some. You know, you got to ask your pro shop.
We'll be carrying it.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, people are going to see these and be like, where do I get those? So we may have to, you know, work
on a
special.
I think we've got to get a rack.
Yeah, maybe a rack over at Glen Oak.
At Macy's?
Or that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, whatever works here. But
I might have seen the Tea to Green rack at the new Augusta gift shop there.
Yeah, was it nice? A little section there?
Yeah.
Did they have Donald Ross there?
The big cardboard picture of you, Kev, wearing it.
And it was a bigger cardboard picture. No.
That's right.
This stuff is great. Love it.
It is nice. It's a local company, too, which is cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, our leaderboard at the Masters, Patrick Reed, an outstanding round yesterday. He was 6 under on his round. He's 9 under right now as the leader through two rounds. He'll be paired in the final group today at 2:30 with Mark Leishman, who is at -7. He's two back of Leishman. In the second last pairing is Henrik Stenson. He's at -5. Henrik has never played well at the Masters, but he's in contention to have his chance to win possibly his second major. Rory McIlroy is 5 back. He's along with Jordan Spieth at -4. Spieth, after having the first round lead, had a 2-over day yesterday, got off to a real rough start to his round. He's at -4. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, 1 and 2 in the world right there. They're both -3. And then a whole bunch of more big names at -2, which includes Finau, Fowler, Oosthuizen, Rose, Watson, and Hoffman. Other names that are around, Kuchar's at 1, Rahm's at 1, Walker is even, Zach Johnson is even, Matsuyama is even. So there's your look at the leaderboard. Now, the names that people were excited about coming into the week, Tiger Woods did make the cut. He's at 4 over. He's tied for 40th. Phil Mickelson made it right on the line. He's tied for 46th. He is at +5. But the leaders, Reed and Leishman, go off at 2:30 this afternoon.
I'm not liking my pick of Mickelson.
Yeah. Let's start toward the bottom there. Let's start with Mickelson and Woods, because that's where most people had the thoughts coming into the week. That's where the big hype kind of came in. I mean, all those big names that I mentioned there at the top, I mean, we expected them to be there, but the hope was from everybody that we would see Mickelson and or Woods involved too. They both made the cut. Mickelson especially, yesterday was actually a part of that jam at the lead, but he fell off quite a bit.
Well, it was 3, right? They pulled a tee shot on 3 and in the woods there. And
they make a triple or
something. Yeah, got a triple bogey. Just, it's tough. You can't make a triple and win the Masters. And I remember, what was it, a few years ago on number 5, he pushed an OB left and ended up making, a quadruple bogey. I don't know, it was another triple, and it took himself right out of the contention of the Masters. And you can't do that. Tiger, the double at 5 yesterday, going long off the green into the shrubs. I mean,
Tiger's just 4 wins when he won. He never made a double those years.
Yeah, you can't. So, yeah. You just can't. You know, the worst, you know, even going back to day one, how about the defending champion? Tim
Garcia.
Cupping it at 15. And I thought there's another guy, by the way, who's changed, you know, with age. You know, we're talking about Bubba, and we talked about him last week. But Garcia, too, I just found him to be more affable. And talking to me, you know, winning a major certainly does that to you, and he has a child now. And Rich Lerner tweeted out, I guess he won't be naming his kid Firethorn. Next kid Firethorn after 15, because he named his daughter Azalea after the 13th hole. And he tweeted back, he goes, look, his tweet was, and we could pull it up, but I'm just going to paraphrase it real quick, was, hey, I felt like it was a tough situation. I handled it was like a Masters champion should.
Yeah.
And you know what? That hole helped me win the green jacket. So,
he made it 3 last time.
Yeah, he goes, helped me win the green jacket. So I just might name my next kid Firethorn, funny man, you know, at Rich Lerner, which I thought was, hey, cool response there, right? I mean, he wants to win it again, no question, but he knew his tournament was over.
Oh, as soon as you, after the second one goes in the water, you're sitting there thinking, I'm out of it.
Here's the tweet
from
Sergio. What happened on 15 at the Masters yesterday was unfortunate for me, and it hurt, but I tried to handle it like a Masters champion should. That same hole gave me the green jacket last year, so we might end up naming our next kid Firethorn after all. Funny man. Responding to Rich Lerner, I think it looks like Sergio,
he's having fun
took
with
it.
I mean,
Now, Sergio's wife seemed a little bit more upset about it, actually, saying that, you know,
it's a former colleague of hers.
She said going at the family was something that wasn't the right thing to do there. But Garcia, I think, did handle it quite well. Came back to birdie the next hole.
He did.
And said, look, I know my Masters is over, but He said he's excited. His other tweet was, he said, I know Masters over for me, but I'm excited to watch the weekend and who I'll get the chance to put the green jacket on Sunday evening.
That tweet was unlearner-like, in my opinion, by the way. Like, that's not Rich Lerner's persona on TV and stuff, like the snarky, funny comment, and I think that's probably why. Angela's very nice. I got to know her when she was working for Golf Channel, and that's a former colleague of hers, so I think, you know,
his attempt to be funny didn't work. Like, she didn't think it was funny, did she?
It's not, you know, in a way, it's not funny.
Well, you got to laugh at yourself. You made a 15 or whatever you made, 13, a 13.
Yeah.
So if you can't laugh, you're going to have to, you're in the
spotlight.
Well,
at the moment, you're not laughing, right? I mean, you're
I don't know what you do at the
moment.
What
just happened? I got to play tomorrow. It doesn't even, you know, matter. Like, you're down there with Marco Mira, you know, who, by the way, says he's done.
That was his last match. Yeah.
He hit the shot in the same spot over and over and over.
Well, that's where the tin cup sort of feeling came from. Right there is that he didn't change it up at some point.
Yeah, you think you'd just hit it three steps longer, whatever.
And mostly when you put one in, like the next one, okay, you're gonna
or you take some spin off it, something to make sure that it doesn't spin back.
Well, my thought is at least on this after you did it the second time, my thought is okay. At that point, he has to realize I want to play the weekend. Now, right here, I might be unfortunately ruining my chances to win and repeat. But he also want to play the weekend, especially knowing that he's got to stay till Sunday night. Like at that point, you got to throw it longer, even if you're on the back fringe. Like just I know, you know, look at me here sitting here telling a master how to play golf. But like just he tried it again and again, and that's where I think the Tim Cup references came
from. Well, it's confidence too. He knows he can hit he knows what shot he's supposed to hit. He's obviously just spinning it too much. So there's ways to take spin off it. I'm just surprised he just didn't try to. To bump it in there a little bit more and take some of the spin, even if you had 6 feet or 8 feet longer. I mean, I didn't understand. I understand players, they get in a rhythm, they're going to hit the shot, they have a plan for the shot, they have a plan for the hole, and you don't want to diverge from that plan because of things that you can't control. And it seems like he may have just stuck with his plan, and, you know, that's probably why he's won Masters and everything else, because he has laser-like focus. I'm hitting the ball here, and that's what I'm going to do. And he did. He hit it where he was aiming.
Right. That's the mentality of the golfers, is the professional golfers. They go for it. Like, so you wonder, like, well, geez, why is he making this? It's today's golf. It's like Major League Baseball, right? It's Stanton with the Yankees and Judge. It's a home run or it's a strikeout. And these guys, you know, they're going to make birdies or eagles because they know there's certain spots on the golf course where they have to make it. And Jordan Spieth spoke about this.
That's why Tiger's played poorly.
Right. You know, Jordan Spieth had a rough front nine yesterday, and he's going, he made a great par save at nine. He's like, I couldn't make the turn at five over. That would have been horrific. And he goes, I knew if I can get to the back nine and play two under, and that's what he did, like, okay, I'll be in good shape for the weekend, managing the golf course and knowing where to take his chances. And the chances he knows, he's thinking two under, he's thinking 13 and 15.
Mm-hmm. And maybe squeaking one in somewhere else.
You try to squeak one in at 14 if you can.
And it's a major, and it's a super hard golf course. And if you're not on time, it is a very, very difficult golf course. And if they're not playing well, and if they don't hit good shots, bad things happen. So, and that's what should happen in a major. It's supposed to test who's playing the best this week. And Masters always seems to identify who's playing, obviously, the best that week. It's not a lot of luck. There is luck, obviously, but you're playing well if you win the Masters, that's for sure.
And you have to shape the golf ball. On that golf course, right, Brian? You walked it, right? I mean, one of the reasons why left-handers win there is because, not only because they're good, but they fade. That right-to-left fade for the lefty, where if you miss it, it's not as severe as the right-hander trying the draw when he overcooks it.
To add on to your point about the lefties versus righties, if you look at 12 and 13 and 15, those key holes on the back nine, the water runs the in terms of how the hole is shaped, the water runs closer to the green or deeper back farther on the right side than they do on the left. So if you fade it or you block it a little as a right-hander, that ball comes up short and it's landing in. Whereas maybe for the left-handers, it's a little more safe. And you know, if you think about that too, if their miss is a pull. Sometimes if you miss it right for that, if they miss it right, they get away with it because it's a pull and it ends up going, you know, a little bit more. Whereas right-handers, when they miss it right, it's a block or a fade, and right. it ends
Tiger
up hitting short.
12.
Right, and he, 2 days in a row, Tiger,
well,
on 12.
A fade's a more controlled shot, and if you looked at, like, Justin Thomas and a lot of those guys, when they were hitting those tee balls on 15, where they're trying to hit it as far as they can, those guys are still hitting fades. They're hitting, like, a trap power fade. It's, you know, it's obviously going very, very far, but it does help. Your misses tend to be a little bit tighter if you're a fade player than you are a draw player. Not always, but yeah. hooks will tend to get away from you once in a while when you hit a bad one, especially if the ball's above your feet, like on 13 or, you know,
Jeff, how many,
like that.
How many people that teach a lesson to, like, oh, yeah, I want to hit a little draw, and you're like, man, you'd rather fade. The pros would rather fade it. Amateurs would rather be able to hit a draw.
I think there's, like, a tipping point. If you're a good player, it depends how much speed you create, too, and how your swing works around your body. I mean, there's a lot of factors there. But a person that hits the ball harder, a draw or a hook would get away from them a little quicker. It's a little harder to control. People with high club head speeds or high skill players, a lot of times you'll try to, at least they'll have to have a fade in their bag, that's for sure. Because, you don't want to be hitting big sweeping hooks as a long baller.
7:42 here on Tee to Green, our two-hour Masters special. We're live at Tantara Golf Club here in North Tonawanda in the beautiful pub area right now. That'll be going later today. They've got a watch party also on Sunday, which we'll talk about. Don Schneider to join us at 8 o'clock. David Petronic from Woods to Wedges coming up next segment. We'll bring him on and talk a little Masters with him as well. As
we need 5 hours today. Like,
we do.
We haven't even, like, we barely talked about Reed and Leishman. And
we got plenty of time.
I know. That's what I'm just saying. Like, that's just so great about the Masters.
That's right. Woods, let's just finish here before we go to break here. Woods himself finishes his second round 3 over, 4 over for the tournament. Every hole is work for him right now. And he has not taken advantage of the par fives. If you look at what Reed has done on the par fives, I want to say maybe he's birdied every single one of them. Yes.
I think you're right.
Yesterday he went 4 for 4. Woods has been, I guess, comparably terrible on the fives, which is where he used
only
to always
made two birdie birdie 13 and 15 yesterday, maybe?
Yes.
Those are his first two birdies.
He's birdied two of the eight that he's played.
And they're the last two. His iron play, when your iron play is a smidge off out there, you know, you look at 16's pin placement yesterday. If you're off a little bit, it makes you start to work because you're going to have either a very difficult two-putt or a very difficult up and down. So if his, like he said, after his round, his iron play is not there. And unless he sharpens that up, it's just like, as you said, every hole is going to be a bit of a struggle.
Patrick Reed's one of the world-class players nobody talked about going into this.
No.
The guy almost made the playoff at Valspar. And everybody forgot about that. It was Paul Casey winning Tiger Woods. They forgot about Patrick Reed, whom made an error. You talk about an error. He putted instead of chipped at the 18th when he had to get down to 2 to make the playoff, and he bogeyed and missed.
Yep.
So this guy's playing well, is what I guess my point. He's playing well coming into it. So this should be not a surprise to anybody who's been following golf this year.
Yeah, and the names following Reed and Leishman are impressive. We'll obviously talk more about that coming up here. As we are on the air till 9 o'clock from Tantara here in North Tonawanda. When we come back, a little about Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. If you haven't been in there recently, they've just undergone an amazing transformation in there. So we'll talk about Woods to Wedges when we return with David Petronic, the Director of Instruction. We'll get his thoughts on the Masters. And then we still got another full hour after that. So hope you're enjoying our Tee to Green here as you wake up on a Saturday morning, the first Saturday in April. It's Masters Week, 2 hours, Tee to Green with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colzie, live at Tantara here in North Tonawanda. More Tee to Green right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
The Western New York section, PGA of America, is your place to find the experts in the business and the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA facilities that are dedicated to helping individuals of all ages get involved in the game of golf. If you're looking for a beginner clinic, a junior tournament, your next match, or if you're interested in getting involved with the PGA Reach Western New York Foundation, contact the Western New York PGA office today. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, PGA Reach Western New York Foundation, and your local PGA professional, visit WNYPGA.com or join the conversation on Twitter @WNYPGA or search Western New York PGA on Facebook. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call Melissa at 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
You can now have your very own putting green at home with a solution from Custom Turf. Custom Turf will design and install a synthetic putting green at your home, allowing you to fine-tune your putting stroke whenever you want. Putting greens from Custom Turf are made to fit your home, indoors or out, to your specifications. You want undulation? Custom Turf can do it. Want several cups? Custom Turf can do that too. And you heard right, Custom Turf can make your man cave the ultimate with an indoor putting green. To learn more, check out their great work at CustomTurf.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Everyone wants to win, and you know, if you don't believe you can win them, then you probably shouldn't be playing now. You know, I believe that if I play the golf that I know how to play, that I can win majors. And you know, it's just one of those things that I have to go in and you know, not get ahead of myself, just you know, take it shot by shot, hole by hole, like I've been doing.
That's Patrick Reed, the leader after two rounds at Augusta National in the Masters. He is at -9, a two-shot lead on Mark Leishman, who he'll be playing with today in the final pairing at 2:30. Some great names after Reed and Leishman, not that those two aren't already, but Stenson, McIlroy, Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Dustin Thomas are your next five. Oh. They've all won majors.
How awesome is that?
However, only Spieth has won this tournament before.
And he's the only one who hasn't won this year.
That's right.
Reed didn't win last year, right? No. Spieth and Reed are the ones most motivated to win to maintain their. Reed to get into that group, really, but Spieth to maintain his status.
That's right. Absolutely.
He's one of the top of the world.
7:49 here on Tee to Green. We're live at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. The sun is out. Looks inviting to play. Oh.
It's beautiful. Up to 28 degrees.
All right. Maybe we're closer here. Tee to Green presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and our home clubs where we are here today, Tantara, Fox Valley, and Briarwood.
Is it too early to have a drink? I'm just asking for a friend.
No.
Okay.
Definitely
saw the bar here. Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
You were the friend I was asking for, Jeff.
Quick response from
That's
me.
That's right. Speaking of Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, joining us now here on the line is David Petronic, the Director of Instruction from Woods to Wedges. As Woods to Wedges has been with our show for many, many, many years, and David is on the line with us right now. David, good morning. It's Brian, Kevin, and Jeff here. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you today?
We're excellent.
I'm mad at you guys. I'm only because I had a man. I played in.
That's
Florida.
The way to make our guests.
Well,
feel
no. It's going to listen. It's going to expound the virtues of their services at Woods to Wedges, because my friend Chris went and got new clubs there. You got the whole fitting, the whole ball of wax. And I was in Florida this past week for a few days, and we played golf. And I figured I'm going to smoke them, whatever. Yeah, unbelievable the difference in his ball striking, ball flight. He was just smashing tee shots because one of the things he found was his launch angle with his old driver was 19 degrees. Like, he's hitting these high pop-ups, and his spin resolution was 5,000, and you guys adjusted that in the new fitting studio, and he is just hitting these, you know, airplane takeoff trajectory tee shots, and he just blistered the golf course. It was at one stretch he went birdie, eagle, lip out, birdie, and he shot 79 and crushed me. And I'm like, who is this guy? But he's like, man, these clubs are unbelievable. So I'm just, you know, on behalf of Chris's benefit, he applauds you. My wallet does not.
High launch, high spin. That's usually you get the low launch, low spin, right, Dave?
Yeah, well, everyone has an optimal launch window. Usually lower swing speed players benefit from a little bit more loft, a little bit higher launch, with a little bit higher spin to keep the ball airborne. The guys you see on TV, the guys at the Masters, they're usually a little bit lower launch. They're higher speed guys, lower spin. But, you know, the bombers, you got Rory McIlroy in contention. They usually launch it pretty high with low spin. Rory hits those nice, you know, booming high draws. So everyone has their own spin rate, launch characteristics that fit their particular swings and games.
Which is true, and everybody is different, and affecting their club can affect how they launch the golf ball and how good they hit it. I'd heard, and I don't know, and I'd heard that Bubba Watson's 19 degrees of launch, as you had said, but with 1,900 RPMs, which is stupid as far as trying to hit the golf ball very far. High launch with low spin, you know, if the right window will take it far. So you guys have those new studios there, and you have quite a few options, right? What do you use when you're fitting someone over there?
Well, the primary tool that we use is TrackMan. It's a Doppler radar launch monitor. If you watch Masters coverage, you'll see those little orange boxes behind the guys on the range. Most of the PGA Tour pros, European pros, have their own TrackMan launch monitors that they use with their golf coaches. They use on their own when practicing. And a lot of times coaches will ask for their TrackMan numbers rather than video. You know, 20 years ago, players would send video to their instructors, and now they'll send their TrackMan data, and the instructors can interpret what they're doing in their swing based on the TrackMan numbers. So that's kind of the main tool that we use. We use that in all of our fittings and lessons. As far as putting, we use Sam Putlab, which is the industry leader in putt analysis. It analyzes your putting stroke, gives you a recommendation on the greens as well. So, you know, from the greens to the fairways to the tees, we got you covered at Woods to Edges.
And when you go in for a fitting, the redesigned studio, I mean, the space you have there is awesome. When you walk into the dome.
Two new studios, right?
Yeah, you have the putting studio with all the different holes in the sand putt lab. And then the fitting studio, it's an enclosed space. It's a private space. So you have any apprehension at all, which you shouldn't. I mean, you're going to get new golf clubs, man. That's
right.
You know, that's a good thing. But they're in your enclosed space, and it's a private setting, and you can just get your work done, and you guys can set everybody up with exactly what they need to fit their game.
Exactly, and that's what we're going for. We're going for, you know, a more intimate setting so the customer can come in, feel at home, and not feel apprehension. A lot of times, beginner golfers, especially if it's in an open environment, they're a little apprehensive to, you know, be themselves, make their golf swings. But if it's a nice private setting, it's you and the club fitter, whether it's myself or Kevin Hofstetter, our fitting manager, you know, we wanted to make the experience comfortable for the customer so they could enjoy themselves, have fun, and better their golf games.
David Petronic, the Director of Instruction at Woods to Wedges, joining us here on Tee to Green as we're broadcasting live our Masters 2-Hour Special from Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. I want to ask you a question, David. A friend of mine and I were at the Dome yesterday hitting balls, and he actually was in and out of Woods to Wedges throughout, changing driver shafts. And he was kind of debating about, he has kind of a flex, more of a flex shaft right now, and trying to maybe go more towards kind of a stiffer one. And he was sitting here thinking, well, you know, if I don't think I swing as fast, you know, what sort of shaft should I have? And he tried a few out, and I know he had some success with some of them here. But you maybe just kind of go through the process of, you know, if what your mentality is if you think you, quote, swing fast or swing medium speed or swing slow, and then maybe what's the right shaft for you or how that process would go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as part of our fittings, especially it comes into play in driver fittings, it's not so much your swing speed, but how you swing your swing speed. We've all seen guys that transition aggressively from the top. Usually guys that transition aggressively from the top need a little bit heavier shaft, a little bit stiffer shaft. If you have a smoother tempo, smoother transition, usually a little bit lighter weight shaft would be appropriate. So the most important thing is you find that correct weight range. Usually more flexible shafts will be lighter shafts. More stiff, rigid shafts will be heavier. So you want to find the correct weight range and fit that to the player's tendencies, their tempo, their transition from the top, whether they put a lot of force on the shaft. So that's all accounted for in the fittings, when we're looking at someone's swing. And and the best thing to do if you're unsure is to come in and try several options. And you combine that with the TrackMan data, you can get a nice complete picture so you can get the accurate information you need to pick the right head and shaft combination.
Yeah, and there's so many variables that go into fitting, you know, because you're going to get down to one or two shafts that you like, and it's also what player preference is, right? So some guys like to hit it a little higher, some guys like to hit it a little lower. And as you said, it's not how you can't look at someone's number and say, well, he swings at 100 miles an hour, you put him in this shaft. It's how you load the shaft. It's whether you want the ball to go higher or lower, et cetera, et cetera. Am I correct?
Exactly. It's a lot of it's objective with the TrackMan data, but there's a lot of intangibles. There's, the feel of the club as you're swinging it. There's the look of the headed address. There's, how it feels in your hand. So we leave a lot of that up to the customer to decide. At the end of the day, it's not my driver. It's the customer's driver, and they have to look down at that club, and they have to feel confident standing over the ball to put their best swing on.
Yeah. David, just one or two more before we let you go here. David Petronic, Director of Instruction from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. I know now with that more intimate setting that you talked about with the renovated stalls and everything, you guys are doing you're doing lessons out of there now, right? I think I even saw you doing a kind of a putting Sam Lab, sort of a Sam Putt Lab lesson yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm. I do putting lessons. I do full swing lessons in our new hitting bays. All my lessons include video analysis, so the student gets a 5 to 6 minute synopsis of the lesson with recommended drills they can do. And of course they get the benefits of having the data, whether it's Sam Putt Lab or the TrackMan data, with every lesson. So, I give lessons morning, afternoon, evenings, weekdays, Saturdays as well. And, it's a very exciting time for our business. The lesson business is evolving and growing. And of course our fitting business is doing very well with the upgrades that we've made. So we're excited for the rest of 2018 and beyond.
David, you got a quick pick for the Masters of, I know you've been so busy.
Oh, he's got 36 hole lead here.
That's
Come
right.
On.
You got a, he's got, well, listen, you know, got
the midpoint pick.
What do you think? What have you seen so far?
Yeah, I've kind of been following. I've been very busy at work, but I see that there's a lot of top players in very great form. My head is kind of telling me McIlroy would be a very good pick. He needs the Masters for his career Grand Slam. I think he'd be the sixth player all time with the career Grand Slam. You know, my heart is kind of pulling for Mark Leishman. With everything that he's been through in the last couple of years with his family and his wife. And I know he's a very good family man, so that's kind of my sentimental pick. And, you know, I think it would be awesome for the Ryder Cup if you had Patrick Reed, McIlroy going head-to-head along with Spieth. Yeah, Dustin Johnson's right there. I mean, you could make a lot of noise for both sides in the Ryder Cup, which would be leading up to, this fall. The competition. So I think it'd be excellent for the Ryder Cup if you had people throwing birdies at each other from both sides this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
you know what? I like that McIlroy pick. All right. I won't say anymore. We got to go to break.
That's right. Woods2WedgesBuffalo.com is the website if you want to check out more of what David is speaking about there. Or 632-3021 is the number. David Petronic with us here from Woods to Wedges. David, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we, of course, always appreciate Woods to Wedges
sponsorship of our show here today. Thanks.
Well, thank you guys for what you do. We appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. David Petronic, Woods to Wedges. Check it out inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Their renovations are awesome. We're going Facebook Live for hour number two.
Yes, we are.
Kevin's setting it up. Tee to Green Facebook page. So you can also get to see our awesome Donald Ross gear. But the reason we did is we've got the best man of the group looking here-wise, Don Schneider, coming in.
He's the only one who showered this morning. Way
to go,
God.
He's coming in, freshly shaven, looking good. Jeff, you did as well?
I showered, yes.
Check that box off. Awesome.
It's
Saturday.
Okay. I landed at 2 a.m. this morning,
I know.
By the way. So,
we've been talking about the awesome pub bar in here. So if you've never seen it here in Tanterra, we're going Facebook Live for our second hour. You can see it.
I'll start the Facebook Live thing going around the bar. How's that?
Kevin,
maybe I'll make it behind the bar.
You got to walk all the way around. Awesome. Sample some items. Give some perspective.
That's Don's choice. No, I didn't Uber here, so no.
That's right.
We may joke, but we want you to drink responsibly.
That's right. Okay, hour number two coming up. Tee to Green live from Tanterra. Don Schneider from Tanterra Golf Club will join us next. We'll get his thoughts on the Masters, a little bit more on all the great stuff going on here as we roll on hour two. Don't go anywhere. Tee to Green, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Coming your way live on WGR and Facebook, Tee to Green. Thanks for being with us. Hour number two is next.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, the Western New York PGA, Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tanterra, and Briarwood. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.